Excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
At Exxon and Mobil stations, their quality gasolines are the energy behind your journey, helping you get better fuel economy. Learn more at Exxon.com or mobile.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Now, you know, I haven't done this in a while on a Friday, Ian. Is Dan on Fridays too?
Wait a minute. No,
because I don't see him over there. Is it just you and I? Oh, there he is!
Oh, hey,
there he is.
No hurry.
I thought maybe Dan was also on assignment, and then I was trying to think to myself, what possible assignment would they send Dan Strauss out on? And I thought, and it didn't really make sense. I'm glad you're here, Dan. Thanks for joining us. He was reading the Book of Life, I think, in the bathroom.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, one of his new books he got.
Yeah, we were talking about that the other day.
It's good to be here.
Oh, good to have you, Dan.
Thanks.
Over the years, it's funny that these companies, these publishing companies, they just mass mail. They don't really follow any of these shows. They just mass mail these books out,
in hoping hopes that
some shows that don't have anything else to talk about, they'll go, well, let's have this author on to talk about.
Is there anything more boring, honest to God, than a book author on the radio?
I'm guessing over the years these publishing companies have wasted a few dollars on this show.
How many trees have been wasted on the large morning show in the afternoon?
Yeah, my official title is producer, so...
Is that your title? Producer?
So they
World's
go to
worst producer, okay. So I get all of this stuff.
And the letters they send are funny.
Oh my goodness. Some of the letters.
Well, while Ian grabs the letter, I'll say good afternoon. I'm Bill Cleveland for Franco Pinion today, in case you didn't recognize the voice.
Maybe dear editor / producer.
There you go.
That's you.
I'm an editor or producer.
Oh, man.
I guess the editor would be TV, I guess, or maybe...
No, it could be radio.
AR, well...
We hope you will want to give this enthralling new series equal parts backstabbing politics, riveting action, affecting romance, and absorbing history, prominent review, and feature coverage. Please do not hesitate to contact me for more information or to arrange an interview.
Gracious. Yeah, and they're pretty, some are pretty bad. And then they wind up, people stack them in the kitchen back there.
Right.
I've come in on the weekend, there's 40 books back there on the, and they're still there, I'm sure, on Monday morning, because nobody wants them.
Yeah, we used to have somebody here that would,
they would take,
they wouldn't be sitting around very long. But no,
we had somebody here that would take anything. If it wasn't bolted down, especially in the refrigerator. If you had something in the refrigerator, even with your name on it, it was gone.
I've heard that. I've heard
that. Well, we've had people, I've sold like TJ's Pizza and those fundraising things, you know, the cookie dough and all that stuff. I've sold that to different people here in the office.
Just don't put it in the refrigerator.
It was, well, they had to put some of the stuff in the freezer. And they went back to get it at the end of the day, and it's gone. It's in a bag with their name on it.
See, I have never understood that. I've heard from people who work in offices who will have, like, their lunch eaten.
Oh, I've seen, yeah.
Like a brown bag with their name on it, and somebody will take it. I just can't imagine grabbing somebody else's lunch.
Somebody wrote an article the other day about this, and I think it was a woman, and she was having this issue, and then she put her name on it for a while, and then she started putting the boss's name on it, hoping that nobody would take it. But then the boss started eating it.
Oh, my God.
Well, it has my name on it, so even though I didn't bring it in, it has my name on it. So
I guess you got to have your own little personal refrigerator with a lock on it to keep anything safe.
Yeah, we did that one time at a radio station that I worked at. Somebody was stealing lunches. People would bring in the lunch. The program director and the production director, they'd always bring their lunch in. We'd sit around and we'd have lunch, and he would go, and his sandwich was always gone. Always. And he's like, and we finally figured out who was he did figure out who was doing it in a meeting, because he did put a sandwich in there and he put dog food on it.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, you almost have to do that, or Ex-Lax or something. Just taint your own your own food.
So he had a setup sandwich in there, and we had a staff meeting, and he said, I just wanted to address one more thing about
to whoever consumed my sandwich.
Yeah, the refrigerator, and someone has been stealing sandwiches out of there, and we're not sure who it is, but we probably will be able to tell in just a few minutes when I tell you the sandwich that you ate was dog food. It was it was like Alpo or something, and you could tell because this person, and we suspected it was this guy. We suspected it was this guy.
Is he still working in the market in St. Louis?
I don't think so. I don't even remember his name. All I know is it was at WMRY. Tim Weiland may remember the guy's name, because Tim Weiland was working there at the time too. But
eating dog food.
But yeah, he would just go in. He's the guy that I believe he did overnights, and he did some other stuff during the day. But he called In Excess Inks, and
oh my god,
he had several other names for other bands and stuff that weren't right.
All right, well, let that be a lesson, folks. Stay away from stay away from people, especially the boss. I can't imagine eating the boss's lunch. I mean, really. All right, as you may have heard, I've been doing a little traveling lately. Been on the road a lot, and throughout the afternoon today, I've got a handful of stories that I want to share with you that I think are pretty good. And next segments, a little after 3:30 or so, we're going to have a young lady on the phone with us from Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Have you either of you been to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee?
No.
Pigeon Forge, Tennessee is kind of like the it's similar to Branson, but not as many old people. All right. It's more like young families and stuff. They're a little getaway. Many golf courses, and you can ride go-karts, and they have shows, and it's just kind of a fun. And you're right on the border there of the Smoky Mountains, which, seriously, my first time in the Smoky Mountains a couple of weeks ago, the most beautiful thing I think I've ever seen in my entire life. Absolutely incredible views.
You've seen the Rockies, haven't you?
Yeah, but to me, for whatever reason, the Smoky Mountains were just, I mean, they're just amazing. And so that's kind of what Pigeon Forge is about. And so totally by mistake, I stumble on this this girl who was playing at another show. And she plays banjo, and I won't tell you anymore, except that you'll want to stay tuned. And there's a video. I did a Bill on the Road video. You can go to BillOnTheRoad.com, and you can see the video of this girl. And just a terrific story about her and her mom, and some of the struggles that they've kind of gone through. And she's been playing banjo since 3.5 years old. I mean, unbelievable. Wow. So so we'll chat with her, this is very... Everybody in Pigeon Forge was like this, very humble, very kind, just as sweet as can be. You talk about the Bible Belt. Pigeon Forge is like the Bible Belt of the Bible Belt. When I got to my hotel room in Pigeon Forge, They have, you know, because a lot of hotels will have like a Bible, you know, in the room.
Right.
The Bible was open with a bookmark in it.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
They had the last, they had they had scripture.
The last guest in the room had left their place.
They had scripture ready for me to read when I got in there. But don't let that if you're not a religious person, don't freak out. It's not not really shoving it down your throat. But it was really a nice place, and really of all of the places I went, that was maybe the most enjoyable. I just really, really liked it. Went to Chattanooga, went to Atlanta, went to Savannah. Savannah was very cool. Charlotte, North Carolina, Asheville, North Carolina, and then Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. But so we'll have, her name is Willow Osborne, so we'll have her on in just a little bit. And I think she's actually pretty excited to come on and chat with us. So I didn't tell her that we don't have that many listeners, but yeah. I told her this is like the big show in town, and I'm going to be in. So
you lied.
Yeah, I did. I lied to the poor girl.
Well,
I
she
apologize.
Doesn't know any difference.
No, she's not going to know. So, all right, Dan Strauss, Eon the Peon. Do either of you have anything you'd like to share with us here as we kick off the program this afternoon?
I do. I have something. It's been kind of a whirlwind day.
A whirlwind. It's a beautiful day today.
It's awesome. It is awesome. I had to meet my daughter at a place, an auto place, to have her car looked at.
Hmm.
So we went, and we didn't have the work done, but they did tell us we have to have some work done, so we're going to go back next week. So we decided to go to the mall. We went to the mall to do some shopping, and I'm looking for a specific pair of shoes, these Nikes, and I have to have a 12 wide because I have a duck foot and I have kind of a flat foot. I really don't have much of an arch, so the wides are so much better. So according to another Penney's, it's JCPenney's, and according to another JCPenney's we went to, they said that they, South County, had one pair of the 12 wide. So mm-hmm. we went there, and they're gone. They sold them. So this girl is checking other stores, and she found out that Alton has one pair of 12 wides.
God, you're driving all the way to Alton to get your shoes?
No. Well, I'll be in Illinois tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
But I will. I'll go by there tomorrow sometime and get these shoes. But she said, "How do you want us to hold them? What name?" And I said, "Dan." And she goes, "Your name's Dan?" And I'm like, "Yes." And she goes, "Hold on a second, I have to call the manager." I'm thinking,
uh-oh.
Wait a minute.
What did you do?
All of a sudden, mall security's coming up. They didn't, but I kept thinking, wait, the police are going to come rushing in. Mall security's going to, the manager's coming over. And I said, "Why is the manager coming over?" And she says, "Because we started something. We're doing a name game. They just pick some names at random for that day."
Of course it happens to you.
For that day, they have, and it's like Dan, Melinda, and I think there was another name for the girl. And
so she asked you what your name was.
She asked, well, for my name for to hold the shoes.
Oh, okay.
So she says, the manager comes over and gives me a $5 gift card for Penney's. And then gives her a $5 gift card because she asked me my name. So the associate gets one. And then we went, and then my daughter and I went somewhere else, and I was getting something else for someone whose birthday is coming up. And the girl says, "Isn't this on sale?" to another girl. And she says, "No, the bigger one is on sale." So the bigger bottle of this stuff was $20 cheaper than the smaller bottle. I went, crap, I'm going to play the lottery. So I played the lottery, too. So that was my shopping experience.
Okay.
Big bottle of stuff.
Yeah,
I can't mention what it is because I don't
can
know.
Can you mention it off the air? What it is?
Yeah, I'll mention what it is off the air. But
I'm kind of.
But it's a bottle of something.
I kind of want to take a break now to know what the bottle is.
And now there's a small, I had the smaller bottle, and the girls talking about it being on sale. The bigger bottle was on sale. The bigger bottle's almost $20 cheaper.
All right. I miss coming in here on Fridays.
That doesn't make any sense.
This is great.
It makes no sense at all, but
somebody's losing money there somewhere, you would think.
I didn't get it either.
Wow. Okay. That's
get fired for that.
That's Dan Strauss, everybody.
I thought I wanted to go. And then we went to CC's Pizza to eat.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever gone to CC's Pizza?
No.
I don't think so, no.
It's a buffet.
Pizza buffet?
Yeah, it's a pizza buffet. It's interesting.
Mm.
Very interesting.
All right. Not as interesting as that story you just
said. No.
I got to tell you.
I'm telling you.
Well,
see you later. That's what they said.
That'll be hard to top, but do you think you can do it?
No, I'm not even going to try.
You're just not even.
I had a bunch of stuff, but no. You're not even going to try to top.
You're not even going to attempt.
Oh, and the Southside Johnny Band, which I play bass for, we're playing at the Firehouse on Lee May Ferry tomorrow night from 9 to 1.
Speaking of fires, I was at Dollywood. There was not a fire at Dollywood. One of the roller coasters, though, is dedicated to firemen, and it's new. I think it's only been out like a year.
Well, there's one at Silver Dollar City too, right? There's
fire in the hole.
Yeah,
No. That's been around a long time.
Yeah, right.
This is like a brand new roller coaster, and it goes backwards.
Oh.
You been on one of those?
I did Mr. Freeze once.
It was wild. I had never been on one where it goes. I mean, you do the roller coaster the way a roller coaster would go, and then all of a sudden you're thrown backwards and you can't see where
you're
going.
That's what Mr. Freeze does. You go through it, and then
you go backwards and go all the way.
You
through.
You go up the ramp and then it comes down backwards.
Didn't they do that with the Screaming Eagle one year? One year they Screaming Eagle, they just turned it around and did the whole thing better.
I mean, I guess you could do. Yeah, why not? What would be the big deal? But it was really cool. Dollywood was a big surprise. I was not expecting that to be as good as it was. It was. I mean, when you think about it, it's like. But it was a really nice, very clean theme park. It was a lot of roller coasters. I think I kind of like at least five. I mean, it's like Six Flags have just. I don't have very many.
Oh no, Six Flags now has. They have quite a few.
They got quite a few.
You got the Mine Train, which is.
Does that count?
Well,
I guess it
did to me. Did to me because that was the only one.
That's the only one Dan will go on, so it counts to Dan.
For a long time.
You're afraid of the roller coasters. I didn't know.
I'm not a big fan of roller coasters. Screaming Eagle, the Boss. They have Mr. Freeze. That's three. They have the Mine Train. They have that Evil Knievel, but they changed the name of it. I don't know what that is now. So they have five. Mm. At least five. Maybe
the Batman one.
Oh, Batman. Yeah. Yeah. So they have six.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. And they have the Ninja. So seven. The Ninja does the loop.
I was waiting for eight. I thought you were going to jump in with eight.
Anyone?
Anyone? Anymore? I'm trying to think of anymore.
Wow. All right. So there you go. We'll take a break. When we come back, though, we're going to chat with this Willow Osborne. And if you get a chance, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com and watch this video. I'm telling you what, she's tremendous and just a sweet, sweet kid. And so we'll chat with her coming up after 4 o'clock. I'm very excited. Cole and Jeffrey will be in here to do.
Colin.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Colin Jeffrey.
Yeah, okay. Colin.
Colin, you're saying. Colin Jeffrey will be in here.
Does he go in for a colonoscopy when he gets old enough?
Wow. So he'll be in here after 4 o'clock, maybe. And then we'll have to talk about. I went to my brother got married in Nashville, Tennessee, a couple weeks ago, and I haven't talked to you guys since. And all I will say is that you two and others will be very proud of me. That's all I'm going to say. I accomplished a little something at the wedding, and
I saw pictures.
Okay, well, don't tell anybody.
I won't.
I was very proud.
I won't spoil it.
So we'll have that for you. Then we'll have Mike Evans, of course, and then I think we'll have a little TV trivia in the 5 o'clock hour. So so much to look forward to. It's great to have you with us here in a beautiful. It's Friday the 13th, for God's sakes, today, isn't it? Is that
yes?
Nice?
Oh, it is.
Which and a honeymoon tonight too.
A honeymoon.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's called a honeymoon. I have no idea. I guess it looks the hue of honey.
All right. Well, there
full
you go.
Moon.
Honeymoon.
We'll have to Google it.
All right. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And it was already starting to get busy out there traffic-wise. Here's Timothy Weiland. Timothy?
Wait a minute. You're catching me in the middle of my elbow sandwich here.
Oh.
You were the one.
I knew it.
Do you remember that guy? Do you remember
that?
Oh,
I remember. Because everybody thought it was me. And, you know, because I worked overnights for a while there, and
that's
everybody
right.
thought it was me, and it was like, no, it wasn't me.
I can't remember the guy's name, but he was a chunky dude too.
Yeah, I do remember. Hey, the other thing, the honeymoon, Farmer Dave, we talked about that the other morning, and that's exactly what it is, Ian. It's a full moon, and it's the basic color of it, the hue of the moon.
Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting. And only you got the honeymoon, you got the harvest moon, you got all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, Friday the 13th and a full moon. I'm sure that won't cause any problems tonight.
Yeah, I didn't hear you guys say anything about that. Whoa, you know. All right. Well, they've just cleared an accident off to the right shoulder on eastbound 40 before Highway 270. Traffic is backed up a little bit east of Timberlake Manor. They've also cleared an accident on, it was on westbound 70 near Grand and Kings Highway. Traffic is a little bit backed up there. It does look like we're slowing now on southbound 270 from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. We do have heavy traffic on westbound 70 between Jennings Station Road out through Lucas and Hunt, Bermuda. And then we also have traffic just starting to build up now on eastbound 270 at Lindbergh. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Get to Subway for the new platizza, like the classic pepperoni on crispy flatbread topped with marinara, melty mozzarella, and made just the way you say. Or go for a veggie platizza. Try one or both today. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Martin Kilcoin Show is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Martin is off today. Tony Messenger, editorial page editor of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Andy, you're on KTRS. Thanks for calling in.
I'm a veteran. Not one news media in the St. Louis area has mentioned anything about the soldier coming home that was killed in Afghanistan.
What's the young man's name?
Private First Class Walker. His remains are arriving at Spirit of St. Louis Airport. There'll be a shark ceremony there that will be escorted by law enforcement, fire, and EMS, and the Patriot Guard to Cutis in South County, and then his funeral will be Monday morning from Cutis in South County.
The Martin Kilcoin Show, weekday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
An accident puts you in the hospital. Your paychecks may stop coming, but all your monthly bills, who's going to put them on hold? If you're not working and not getting paid, you could end up owing thousands of dollars. Accidents do happen all the time. That's why Physicians Mutual Insurance Company offers accident coverage to help you get the cash you need if an accident puts you in the hospital. See how easy it is to get help paying the bills with a free instant quote, 1-800-600-3960. Nobody thinks they're going to end up in the hospital because of a serious accident, but people do every day with no way to pay their bills. You don't want that to happen to you and your family, do you? Of course not. So take a minute and see just how inexpensive this accident coverage is. Seriously, you might be surprised at how little it can cost. Call now for your free instant quote, 1-800-600-3960. That's 1-800-600-3960.
People appreciate personal customer service, but you may not get that unless you select family-owned siding repair systems. Great projects begin with great designs and a partnership with your contractor. Let the expert design team at Siding Repair Systems bring your project to life with skill and experience. As a James Hardy preferred remodeler, Siding Repair Systems is the industry leader in quality exterior home improvement projects and backs every project with a lifetime service warranty. Siding Repair Systems at SidingRepairSystems.com.
This is Scott Sherman. You know, I'm reading Steve Scallon about 5,000 area families being foreclosed on just in the first quarter. But there's good news about that, isn't there?
There really is, Scott. I'm looking at a deal right now. We had a gentleman come in here with his two kids. They were in elementary school. He was 7 months behind on his mortgage, had an FHA loan, was looking at a foreclosure, didn't know where he was going to live, didn't know where his kids were going to go to school, didn't know any of that. But this guy picked up the phone and refused to be one of those 5,000 families. He came in here, and you know what? 3 months later, the guy's mortgage is brought current. His mortgage payment has been brought in line with something that's affordable with what he's earning right now, and he doesn't have to worry about where his kids are going to go to school or where they're going to have a roof over their head.
How do other people prevent themselves from being one of those 5,000?
The first step is to pick up the phone and call us at 636-527-5121.
Or stlouishomeretentiongroup.com. St. Louis Home Retention Group, saving families one home at a time.
When you want to go from point A to point B on your farm or hunting in the woods or just for fun, there's nothing like a vehicle from M&M Golf Cars in O'Fallon, Missouri. Now through June 15th, there are special deals on 2014 Club Car Golf Cars and Club Car XRT utility vehicles. And now through Father's Day, M&M Golf Cars has 0% financing for 12 months or $500 in closeout cash. For Father's Day, get Dad a golf cart from M&M Golf Cars, 113 North Central Drive in O'Fallon, Missouri. Online at mmgolfcars.com.
Fire your lawn service and do it yourself. Your grass will look better and it will be cheaper thanks to Dynagreen. Dynagreeninfo.com for more information. Five easy steps. It's better fertilizer, better seed, better hoses, better everything. Dynagreen and all of the accoutrements. You don't mind if I say accoutrements, do you? All of that has the Dynagreen label, which makes your lawn better, and you can do it better than the lawn service. Find it at your local independent lawn and garden dealer, Dynagreen, or dynagreeninfo.com.
Growing grass is not as easy as it looks. You need sod specifically grown for our climate. At Roger Schrader Sod Farm in Hazelwood, they've been doing that since 1984. You'll find beautiful fescue sod, cut to order to complete any job. Call 739-6392 or go to SchraderSodFarm.com or just walk in, because their family-friendly staff will be there to serve you. And what's more, Roger Schrader Sod Farm is now accepting organic yard waste for composting. Roger Schrader Sod Farm in Hazelwood, simply enriching the earth.
Are you in the market for a new GE appliance? Then check out the Appliance Discounters. Appliance Discounters is the largest locally owned appliance retail in the St. Louis area, with four locations and over 22,000 square feet of showrooms. Why shop the out-of-town big box stores and send all your hard-earned money and taxes out of the state when you can shop GE appliances local at Appliance Discounters? There's a reason why they call us Appliance Discounters. Just think of all the money you'll save.
Soaring nearly 400 feet on top of Hilton at the ballpark next to Busch Stadium, 360 Rooftop Bar offers an alluring ambiance with a breathtaking view of downtown. At 360, you will find an incredible selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. 360 has a small plates menu and is perfect for sampling or for enjoying a shared meal. With bars and seating both inside and out, 360 is a great place to stop by all year round. See for yourself why 360 Rooftop Bar is the place to be.
360. Sip, see, savor.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I'm Bill Cleveland. It's great to be with you here on a Friday. Beautiful Friday. So, as you know, I was on a very long road trip. I think it was 13 days, maybe it was 14 days. And went through a bunch of stops. Went through Tennessee, went through Georgia, went through North Carolina, and then wound up in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, as I mentioned last break, where people were just absolutely fantastic. People were just so nice and welcoming. And so I'm there. I go to these different cities, and I write little stories, and I do videos kind of telling people about sightseeing and things that they should probably check out if they're in the area. And so that's what I was doing in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And so one night, the first night I got in, I had a little spare time, and they give me this little, it was like a little VIP type card, okay, and so I can go to just about any show or any attraction that's in the area, and they say, oh yeah, come on in, you don't have to pay for it, we'd like to have you in to kind of check it out. So I went to this little show, and it was called Country Tonight. It was kind of like a little, I don't know how to describe it. It was like a lot of shows that maybe you've went to in Branson, but the people were very good singers, and they kind of covered country music songs. I don't think they really had any original stuff, but it was cover songs. And so on the show, it's okay, but at one point in the show, they bring out this girl on stage, and her name is Willow Osborne. And so Willow comes out on stage, and she plays banjo. She's like, she's 13 years old, and at this point, the audience just perks up. The audience at this point comes alive, and they're all excited, and she's going to town, and she's playing the banjo, and it was like one of the most amazing things I've seen, because just the fact that she's 13 years old, and it was just tremendous. So I went into the back of the auditorium, and I said, who's in charge of this place? I have to interview this girl. This is absolutely amazing. So they bring her mom out, and I chat with her mom a little bit, and she's kind of telling me their story. And I'm about to tear up in the lobby. I'm hearing all this stuff. It's very moving, very touching. And so I did a story at BillOnTheRoad.com. You can watch the video. Or you can just, we'll talk with her right now. What do you say? From Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Willow Osborne.
Yeah.
Woo. How are you, Willow?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, have you, you've seen the video, right? I think I sent that to you, right?
I have. It was fantastic.
Turned out pretty good. So let's talk a little bit about you. You're 13 years old. When, at what age did you start playing the banjo?
I started playing the banjo when I was 4 years old.
4 years old. She's 4 years old playing the banjo. And the story, and people can see it if they watch the video, but since we have you on the air, let's talk about it now. You went to a show at the Dixie Stampede. Have you guys heard of Dixie Stampede?
Right.
You know what that is?
I've been there. It's Dolly Parton's place where you eat and you watch a horse show and everything.
So,
it's really cool.
So Willow, tell them about when you went to a Dixie Stampede and how you learned to play the banjo.
Well, when I was about 3 and a half, my mom took me to a Dixie Stampede, and I saw a banjo player there, and his name was Gary Biscuit Davis.
Gary Biscuit Davis.
Yes.
Okay.
And Gary toured with Dolly for about 8 years, and he produced one of her CDs, and he's the only four-time international banjo champion there is. And he's just the most amazing banjo player. But I went to see him, and I saw him play during the pre-show, and I told my mom that is what I wanted to do for the rest of my life, play banjo.
So at three and a half, Willow, you knew that what you wanted to do for the rest of your life.
Yes.
Now, let me just stop here and talk to you. And we've got Eon the Peon and Dan Strauss in the studio here as well. I'm going to ask both of them. At 3 and a half, did you guys know what you wanted to do for the rest of your life?
I don't know what I want to do right now with the rest of my life. So
I just knew at 3 and a half I wanted to be potty trained all the way.
All right. So you're already light years ahead of us. All right. So you tell your mom that you want to be you want to play banjo. And then what happens?
Well, I don't know what she had to say about that, but she thought for my fourth birthday it would be a good idea to get me like a toy banjo.
Yeah, sure.
As a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, banjos are kind of unique, so she was going around to all the music shops to see if they had a toy one.
Mm-hmm.
And she was having, you know, bad luck with it, and she went to the last music shop.
Mm-hmm.
And she met this man, and he said, you know, well, don't buy her a toy, buy the real thing and I'll teach her.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that man that my mom was talking to was Gary Biscuit Davis.
So that's the guy.
That's the guy who taught you how to play banjo, too?
Your mom's running all over town. She can't. She's desperate. She can't find a banjo for her 3-and-a-half-year-old kid. And the very last place that she comes to, not only did she find a banjo, she found the guy that sort of made you want to play banjo for the rest of your life.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
That's fate.
Yes, fate indeed.
It is.
So you start taking lessons, you start playing. When did you start performing in front of people?
I started performing in front of people, if you don't count my family, about 8. I started in about 3 of the shows at Dollywood.
That's still incredible at 8 years old. I mean, it's incredible at 13 that you're doing what you're doing, but at 8, that's even unheard of.
You know what, Willow? I would say that your family does count because you have to get some nerve to get up even in front of your family.
Definitely. Honestly, it's harder for me to perform in front of my family than 10,000 people.
Well, Will, you're absolutely correct. Let me tell you something. My day, I do jokes here on the Large Morning Show in the AM.
You do?
If you can call them jokes.
Uh-huh.
And when I used to live at home, so I started. I was like 20, right? So I would tell my dad the jokes, and I'd get like no laughter, no nothing, and I was absolutely mortified to go on the air because I thought, oh my God, I'm just gonna bomb. And many days I do bomb, but that's beside the point. So, all right. So you start playing around 8, and now here you are. You're at Dollywood, and I'm telling you, you folks have got to watch this video. I put it up at BillOnTheRoad.com, and maybe Ian can put it up on the Large Morning Show Facebook page. You are so confident up on stage. You are so comfortable. And I mean this when I'm sitting there in the show, and no disrespect to the other people who are, you know, your fellow performers, but looking around, the audience came to life only when you walked out on stage.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. So talk about Dollywood. I told these guys off the air that I went to Dollywood. That was the first time I've been there. And you're playing, at least the day that I was there, you're right underneath a roller coaster.
Yes.
So I'm listening to Willow sing, and every 30 seconds you hear, ah! you know, people are screaming, going on. But people would stop in their tracks when they'd walk by to see you, and they were very excited to see you there. And it's very now talk about your mom a little bit.
Because my mom.
Because your mom, and when people see the video, they'll understand this better. Your mom is, and I don't know how to say this. Here, I'll give you an example. I did an interview with Miranda Lambert. You know who Miranda Lambert is?
I love Miranda Lambert.
She's a country music singer. All right, so right before she really took off, I did an interview with her in Nashville, and her mom is what I would call a stage mom. Her mom was out of control, mm-hmm. All right? Her mom's running around, and a lot of times people will refer to people as stage moms because, you know, a lot of women, maybe they didn't quite succeed the way they wanted to when they were, you know, growing up. So they're going to live through mm-hmm. their kid. Your mom is the exact opposite of a stage mom. Your mom doesn't want to be in the spotlight. Your mom is, it was fantastic meeting your mom. She, what a sweet lady. So talk about her a little bit, what she's done for you.
Oh, my mom, I mean, like you said, she's definitely not a stage mom. And mm-hmm. she just kind of, she makes sure that I have all my stuff together and that I have what I need to wear and my banjo and all that stuff that I would definitely forget.
Yeah.
But she makes sure that I get where I need to go and that I have everything. And then she just sits and watches me and supports me. And, I mean, she's definitely not a stage mom, and I couldn't ask for a more supportive, awesome mom.
Yeah, she even sent me a message yesterday and said, "Can you take me out of the video? I just want to be in the background." And I said, "Well, no, I'm not taking you out because it really helps to tell your great story. I think it's important to have both of you." Both of you in there. So talk a little bit now. Let's be serious for a moment here. Life is it's not all cherry pie here. You're living in a little cruddy RV at the moment, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. Just you are, if you don't mind me being nosy, you pretty much pay the bills. You know, you make uh-huh. you're out there making the money and taking care of I guess your mom and mm-hmm. and kind of getting it done out there. It's a very compelling story, and you guys could not have been nicer. And what do you want to do though? I mean, what's kind of the end goal here?
The end goal for me, I guess, my biggest goal right now would be to be on the Opry.
The Grand Ole Opry.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Have you played?
That's not every musician's dream.
I know. Have you played with anybody big that could maybe?
She played with Dolly Parton once.
Oh, did you?
Didn't you? Didn't you, Willow?
I did. I was in the media special for one of Dolly's shows with her.
See, there you go. That's how it starts. That's how it starts. Well, I thank you for giving us a few minutes of your time here. And
I was going to ask her something.
Oh,
Dan Strauss
hey,
has got
Willow,
a question.
Willow, do you guys travel around a lot? Travel around through Tennessee, or do you?
We do. Monday we leave out for Indiana for a bluegrass festival. We'll be gone for about a week.
Nice.
Oh, cool. Now, do you do that throughout the year? What do you do with schooling? Are you homeschooled?
I'm homeschooled. I go online.
Oh, okay.
And you know what? Yeah. I was thinking about this after you talked. You probably learn more homeschool online than you would in a real classroom because of all the idiots and knuckleheads that you probably would have in your classroom. Otherwise, I mean, that's my own. People like Eon the Peon might be in your classroom and causing a ruckus. And that's a good thing. And you said it works with your schedule, and you're able to kind of do all of these different things. And
Do you stay in touch with Biscuit? What's the guy's name?
Gary.
Yes,
I do. Gary's like one. He's probably. I mean, he's like a dad to me.
Yeah, and he's a very accomplished banjo player.
Oh, he is. Honestly, in my eyes, he's the best banjo player.
Well, there you go. Well, it's a really sweet story, and I'm so happy that I had a bunch of shows to choose from, and it was just completely at random the one that I picked to go that you were in. So I'm very happy that we did that, and good luck to you. And tell your mom I said hello, and keep rocking there in beautiful Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Is everybody always nice in Pigeon Forge, or did they have like a sign on my back that tell people to be nice to me when I was there?
Oh no, Pigeon Forge pretty good.
Yeah, people are very nice.
I'm sure we'll see you on the Grand Ole Opry stage sooner than later.
I would have to agree with that as well. So, all right. Well, Willow, have a good day, and when's your next
Thank
show?
You.
When's your next show?
Well, actually, since we'll be getting ready for Bean Boss and everything, Country Night has off tonight and tomorrow.
Oh, so you got a couple of nights rest. What do you do?
Because
you have a pretty busy schedule. You're always playing. What do you do just to kind of chill out?
Well, I like to play a game called Dragon Veil.
Dragon what?
Dragon Veil.
Dragonville? Do you know what that is, Ian?
I don't.
Is that a video game or a computer game, or what is that?
It's a game you can play on your phone, and you can collect all kinds of different dragons, and that's the nerd side of me. And then I like to watch, like, no. crime shows, you know. Drink some coffee.
Drinking coffee?
At 13?
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. Really? Oh, my gosh.
A couple of hot toddies.
Don't be a bad influence.
The way of Miley Cyrus, Willow.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, whatever you do. Whatever
you don't have
you
any
do.
Boyfriends, do you?
Well.
Oh, hey.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. All right. Well, always remember to be kind, and that I think that'll take you far. Willow, thanks a lot, and good luck to you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Guys, have a good day. Thank you for the opportunity.
You got it. See you later. All right. Is she not the sweetest kid ever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like she's 13. It sounds like
she's older.
She's...
That's what was so impressive is that you would not believe that she was 13 years old. Unbelievable. So good for her. And again, that video is at BillOnTheRoad.com, or maybe we'll get Ian to put it up on the Facebook page as
already
well.
Up.
There you go if you want to check out Willow. But that was that's pretty cool. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
All right, a guy, I don't even know if he can play any instruments. Here's Tim Weiland with traffic.
No, remember we talked about that with Paul a few weeks ago. I used to play the trombone.
Oh, that's right.
Trombone.
That's right.
My goodness, I don't do anything with it anymore.
Now he plays the butt trumpet once in a while.
Okay, Dan. Listen.
You don't have to put up with this, Tim. You don't have to put up with this.
All right, let me turn my mic. No, never mind. Hey, they've just cleared that accident that was on eastbound 40 before Highway 270, but traffic is backed up from Chesterfield Parkway East, and it's slow all the way through Mason. We've got a new accident now. It's on westbound 44, just a little bit west of Jefferson, and only the left lane is getting through. You're already backed up to 55. It looks like southbound 55, the right lanes are near 7th Street, trying to ramp on. You're slow on westbound 70 as you go through Jennings Station Road, through Lucas and Hunt. Also, southbound 270 now much heavier from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. We do have westbound 70 again slow from Lindbergh out through Highway 270. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Go from hungry to happy with flavor-packed footlongs like the Big Philly Cheesesteak and the Subway Melt, both blanketed with melty cheese on freshly baked bread. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Dave Schumacher. Be sure and join me for all the latest ag markets, the farm news, and the weather of the day.
Begin your day with Farmer Dave Schumacher, Monday through Saturday mornings at 5 a.m. on KTRS.
I'm Jim with Roof Renewal Systems.
You may not notice it, but algae could be killing your roof, leading to leaks.
You know, the ugly black streaks that you see all over the place? It looks like black dirt's running down the side of the shingle, that sort of thing. That's actually algae, and it's eating the shingle, therefore causing the shingle to lose its reflection ability of the sunlight and making the shingle fail, which causes leaks and things like that into your home.
What process do you use at Roof Renewal Systems?
Typically, our crews are made up of two team members. One team member will go onto the roof. They'll apply our proprietary cleaning solution that will go directly onto the algae. It'll kill the algae and remove the algae from the shingles. Once that dwells on the roof for about 15 to 20 minutes, then he'll rinse it off with our low pressure soft washing system. By the time the guys leave, you'll look like a brand new roof. Those ugly black streaks will be gone, non-existent. We're a local company with a toll-free number, 855-411-WASH. That's 855-411-9274. Or on the web at roofrenewalsystems.com.
Roof Renewal Systems. Things are looking up.
There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Wednesday, June 18th at 8.05 p.m., the Redbirds take on Salt Lake City on KTRS, your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
Hi, this is Ken Heisey. We started Heisey Advisory Group with one thing in mind, to serve our clients well. As a fiduciary, I have a legal responsibility to work for your best interests. Call us now at 314-909-1116, and I'd be happy to give you a no-obligation consultation. If you're like most people, you've had some gains recently. Unfortunately, most people aren't aware of the fees that they've been paying on their investments, so a lot of your gains could disappear before you see them. Now is the best time to give us a call and let us help you review your portfolio. Take control of your assets and your profits. Let us help you put a plan together with only one thing in mind, you.
Call Heisey Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no-obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116. Or visit them at heiseadvisorygroup.com. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
I'm Kelly Jackson, Monday morning on McGraw Live. We'll preview the United States' first World Cup matchup with former Billiken and national team member Mike Sorber. The local Father of the Year Award winner will join us in studio. Regulars Gail Pennington and David Stokes drop by. And former CIA insider Jack Devine joined us to talk about his new book, Good Hunting. It's McGraw Live, Monday morning, starting at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Do you own a small business? How much do you hate your phone system and those enormous phone bills? Dump them and get Uma Office, the business phone solution that easily connects to your internet and comes with loads of sweet features like a virtual receptionist to greet callers and direct them to the right extension. Plus, unlimited calling in the U.S. and Canada starting at only $19.99 a month. Look for Uma Office, that's O-O-M-A, at Amazon, BestBuy.com, or Staples, or visit Uma.com/office and make your office amazing.
The Martin Kilcoin Show is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Martin is off today. Tony Messenger, editorial page editor of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Andy, you're on KTRS. Thanks for calling in.
I'm a veteran. Not one news media in the St. Louis area has mentioned anything about the soldier coming home that was killed in Afghanistan.
What's the young man's name?
Private First Class Walker. His remains are arriving at Spirit of St. Louis Airport. There'll be a shark ceremony there that he'll be escorted by law enforcement, fire, and EMS, and the Patriot Guard to Cutis in South County, and then his funeral will be Monday morning from Cutis in South County.
The Martin Kilcoin Show, weekday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Okay, where to?
House hunting with this.
My phone?
With the Realtor.com app.
It's going to find us houses in this neighborhood?
Yep, just circle the area on the map with your finger and bam, all the homes for sale in that area pop up.
Neato. Now what?
Make a left and I'll call a Realtor.
Okay, but use your phone. I want to play with this app.
Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site. And be sure to work with a Realtor to help guide you through the process. Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it.